It's a daily talk show, everyone. I'm Josh Jansen.
I'm Tommy Jacket.
And were you delayed there? Was that you?
No. I thought you were just giving it a nice pause between where we start.
It's episode, what are we at?
87.
87, and you are coming live from fucking middle of nowhere.
Mate, we're not far from the most central point of Queensland, so like smack bang in the centre. That's probably like 60 k's away from us here.
Yeah.
I'm currently sitting up a water tank.
Like, the centre of Queensland.
Yeah. Centre of Queensland. What did I say?
I don't know. I think you just said the centre.
Centre of Queensland.
Oh, maybe you the did say
of, yeah.
Maybe say Queensland.
Mate.
It's early.
It's
6:30 in the morning.
And so the reason I'm up this water tower is because it's the only spot that you get really quality reception.
Yeah.
The photo on Instagram that you posted, you can see water, like it's half full. The water tank's half full, and it's currently freezing because it's like it's so hot during the day out here, and then come nighttime it just drops and it's so quiet, dude. You've never heard it this quiet.
I can hear some birds. Is there lots of like... And I saw that you also posted on Instagram a photo of a frog on your,
oh, yeah,
on your camera. Did you place frog there?
No, I've got a time lapse. Last night, I had a time lapse going of the stars. And yeah. It went for about 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back out after about an hour. And there's a green frog like smack bang on my camera. And I flicked it off.
Yeah.
And then came back 15 minutes later and the little bastard was back again.
You flicked it off? That would fucking hurt.
No, I kind of just brushed it off. Who, okay, me or the frog?
No, the fucking frog. So can you explain to people what you're doing, how you got there? I just want to get an update, basically.
Yeah, so I'm on a... this is like a working cattle farm, sheep farm. They've currently just sold it, but the person who grew up here, I'm out here making a video about the company that he founded. And so this is like, you know, where he, sort of, I guess, acquired all of his, you know, things in with who he is as a person, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can hardly talk, it's so cold up here. But it's 30,000 acres, the farm.
Fuck. Which, how many kilometres is that?
Well, I think we worked it out. It's about 100, I think it's 120 kilometres squared. So
of his land, that's how much the farm has in land.
Oh, mate, yeah. And this is a small property. Like, he's got friends with 90,000 acre farms.
So 120 kilometres, that's the equivalent of fucking, like, that's a city.
Dude, it is, there is so much land. And Australia is so big, you just kind of... I never really thought about it like this, but then when there's people out here with, you know, their own business on 90,000 acres. He was telling me that there was someone up in the Kimberleys that owns 2 million acres.
Fucking hell. So what's the... Like, what's the deal? What sort of actual... What land is it? Like, what is it? Is it, like, dusty? Is it red? Is it, like...
It is dusty and red and dry. And there's things that... So, it's all for cattle grazing and sheep. So, they send them, you know, cattle out onto the land to graze on the... What looks like fucking dusty plants. But they actually eat them. So, I mean, in comparison to, say, like, the Gippsland where... There's green grass everywhere. It's the opposite, but they do eat the foliage here.
And that's all they need? Like, are they in a desert? Sorry, are they in a drought at the moment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, over the last 5 years, they're saying it has been very dry, but they have come off the back of that, and it is just a little bit less dry. But if you were to come out here, you see the ground, it's cracked. And it's, you know, dusty and it's barren. It looks, you know, when you're flying into these places, it's crazy. There is trees. There is quite a lot of green trees, but it's just very yellow land. It's, it makes you feel like you're in a movie, like you're in an Outback Australia movie.
So what's
because
been
it
the,
is Outback
the,
Australia, I guess.
You know, what my favorite question is if we haven't spoken in a while. It's What's the highlight been? What's been the highlight?
Well, I usually say, what's the highlight of your day?
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple of days now.
Yeah. You know what? I met some of Rupert's friends.
Yeah.
One of his mates is a cattle musterer, a cattle farmer. Mm-hmm. A grazier. I don't know. There's some terms. The thing is, you can offend people that work on the land by you saying, because I don't think they're just farmers. Okay. You know, they're basically fucking grass scientists. Like,
sure.
The complexities of, you know, owning cattle.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Like, what were they saying? It's, you're not a cattle farmer, you're a grass specialist or something around that, because you need to know how to actually grow the grass which feeds the cattle. But here's something interesting that you'll, I think, enjoy.
Yeah.
So I said that they were talking around bulls, mm-hmm. and he was saying that they send a lot of their bulls, you know, after they've kind of, you know, bred and created more animals for them,
yeah.
They send them over to America. And so a lot of Americans are eating Australian bulls in their ground beef.
Oh, really? So, and we don't do that in Australia?
Yeah. No, we'd definitely eat them here, but there's a big market to send the bulls from Australia to America.
I wonder if that's so they can call it Australian beef or something like that. Just mix it up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know, but it's they're sending the bulls, which is
Do you eat bulls? Are you meant to eat bulls?
Well, the meat's quite tough. You know, serving them up as a steak. Yeah, that's why they ground.
With the amount of meat I've eaten in the US over my trips with going to barbecue, I'm sure I've eaten probably the equivalent of an entire Australian bull, even if it's just a small amount of in there. So you arrived. So you went from Melbourne to Brisbane, Brisbane to Longreach.
No, we did a stop. Went to Brisbane to Blackhall, uh-huh. And then another 20-minute plane ride to Longreach.
Okay.
And hang on, get this. Longreach is where Qantas was founded. Did you know, and I'd never even thought about this, did you know Qantas is an acronym? Do you know what it stands for?
No.
See, I didn't even know it was an acronym.
No. I mean, it makes sense. Because it's sort of like a weird word.
It is. No, actually.
And it's all capitals. It's starting to make more sense.
Queensland and Northern Territory Air Service. So it started by these four blokes.
Yeah.
That bought like a plane. They were running, I think, you know, supplies around Queensland and the Northern Territory. And then they got another plane.
And now they've got fucking A380s to Dallas. Isn't it fucking insane how that happens? How like
Outback Australia, yeah.
And so, how many properties did you pass, or what was the trip like from the airport to the farm that you're staying on? Is it a farm that you're staying on? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, it's a working cattle station.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that there was an hour and 50-minute drive from Longreach to this property. And, dude, you go... So, you're on, like, a main road. And the town of Longreach, you know, it's like you're feeling kind of like you're in a rural town. Small shops and, you know, it's really interesting. But they've got everything, the IGA and news agency and stuff like
IGA,
that.
IGA, wouldn't have to hunt. That's handy.
Then you go, so we sort of head out 20 minutes, and then you're on a dirt road for 40 minutes.
And like, that's their house. That's where their house is at the end of.
Now, well, you go past a bunch of properties every 30 minutes. So there's like very few properties that you're going past because they're so big.
Yeah.
And so it's a one-lane road that is two directions. And so there's like big cattle, you know, they call them road trains, which are like, you know, they blow your mind. They're like 50 meters long. Mm. It's like, not 50 meters long.
It's
maybe
a truck?
25, 30. Oh, yeah, so it's like two trucks together, but they go down this same road that we're on. We didn't see any, but you have to veer off and let the truck go past. And so you just go down this dirt road, and like your little fucking i30 would flip. You'd be upside down trying to get out, and there'd be a fucking eagle it's just on like, you.
So, and what they're doing is they're taking the cattle from the farms, are they? Or what? Like, what's their actual job, those trucks?
Yeah. Yeah, those big trucks are transporting the cattle to somewhere, probably that people would rather not think about, and then they'd like to go to a restaurant and eat the steak.
Do you feel like your perceptions, even though you've just been there for a couple of days, has any of your perceptions of anything changed since you've been there?
And I say this because I'm talking about myself, the ignorance we have around meat and where it comes from. You know, I've just been kind of asking questions. That Rupert's mum has been farming this land for 30 years.
Mm.
And, you know, it just even questions, like, how long between the time an animal's killed and it's being sold in Coles? How long is that? Well, how long would you think?
What
would
you think? 2 weeks.
It could be days. Like, it's very quick.
Yeah, interesting.
And so the
process... Did you think it was longer too?
Yeah, I thought it could have been, 2 weeks. I reckon I thought a similar time frame.
I don't know. You've got to fucking transport it there and,
They're moving fast up here.
Yeah.
And, but here's the thing. We, you know, Rupert, who grew up on this farm, doesn't, you know, he's been a cattle farm, a cattle musterer, I think they call it. But we stopped in at his friend's place, who is currently still working the land. And God, it's unbelievable. I'd love to have him on our podcast. His name was Hugh, and he's literally just a walking encyclopedia around, you know, a certain topic of farming, or, you know, I've got to work that out. What the right term is? No, it's the right term because I don't think they. I don't know.
They're probably having the same conversations, right? They're probably on some sort of farming podcast right now, saying, "Mate, I don't know if he's a videographer or a filmmaker."
It's all the same.
Yeah.
We're all having the same conversations, but just hearing the complexities of actually, you know, their side and before it gets to the plate. But the way he was talking about the animals, it's like, because what I was trying to work out is how long from the time they get the beast until the time that they send it off to the abattoir. And it can be like, I think, up to 2 years.
So there, and so how many cattle does the cattle farm that you're on have?
Not many at the moment, but it can have up to 1,000.
Okay. And so, because 120 kilometres or whatever is a huge amount of land for even that amount of cattle, right? So, what else do they do? Do they just like build fucking big BMX tracks? Do they do anything cool with their properties?
Oh, there's like, I'm sure other people, this one doesn't have it, but they've got, you know, quad bikes, motorbikes, awesome, like, you know, little dam, and it's just, it's picturesque.
Yeah. Do they have the NBN, the National Broadband Network there?
They've got satellite internet.
Okay.
So I think it's like, there's satellite transmission of NBN, but it's weak, so weak.
Yeah, because their latency would be huge. It's going up to a satellite and back down.
Yeah, it's fucked. So Hugh was telling us about, and this is seriously, dude, there is a documentary in this, something called Doggers. Have you heard of people who
Can I guess?
It's a job title.
Isn't Doggers the people in car parks, you turn your lights on, it's like a... Is it? No? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, doggers. No, I think it's like a thing in the gay community. You turn your lights on, you go into a car park and you fuck.
Well, I could safely say it's not that.
Okay.
You'd be waiting a while out here for someone to come to the car park.
What's a dogger?
A dogger is someone who hunts, captures and kills dingoes or dogs, wild dogs.
I was close.
There's a massive problem out here. The fucking sneaky little pricks, the dingoes, they nip the back of sheep's legs, so they cut their Achilles so they can't move, and then they wait until They are basically getting eaten alive by maggots, and then they come back and kill the animal. They're a real pest, and they're really territorial, right?
So hunting them would actually be pretty fun then, because you feel like you're doing something good. You're protecting
Well,
the
it's really
sheep.
hard though. It's really hard because they're switched on. They're a dog, you know. They're always fucking. They're a bit like you, very fucking onto everything, just sniffing around.
I feel like I would come back, like if we were hunting fox. Is it fox? Is that what you said? Or
No,
dingoes?
they're
Dingoes.
dogs. Dingo,
What's
dingoes.
the difference between a dingo and a fox?
Complete difference species.
Okay, so a fox is a fox a dog? Look, you've been up in the country for 2 days. And I'm expecting you to know everything.
I don't. I'd safely say that fox isn't a dog. I don't know. Is it?
I'm probably easier for me to Google right now, but let's close the
Yeah,
loop
true.
tomorrow with
Yeah,
that one.
definitely.
So that's interesting. So does
Yeah, it gets better. So there's this one well-known dogger up here that works the land. Have a guess how much money he earned last year? And this it takes into account he gets paid like $1,000 a week from farmers to hunt. Plus, he gets like a $600 per dog that he kills. Have a guess.
He's probably on 150,000, is
He
he?
made over $300,000.
Amazing. That's a lot of dogs.
Well, he's like they call him. They reckon he's part dog.
Really? So was
Yeah,
it
because
that
he.
hard that that's like, it must be pretty hard if that's like, if they're paying $600 per dog.
Well, yeah, I mean, it shows you how much they need them gone because of, them ruining, nipping cattle, and then the cattle just starts. Oh, yeah, this is what they do. When the cows are thirsty, and their tongue's out, and they're the dingoes run in and bite off their tongue, and then they get infected, and they start dying of they're getting eaten alive, and then the dingoes come back in and take them down because they're so exhausted
Oh,
and eat
fuck.
them. And so you see, like, this is, it'd be like someone coming in trying to, fuck up your camera. I mean, I'm trying to just get a bit of relatability for the city slickers.
Yeah, there's probably none. So like, do you feel s scared at all? Like with dingoes, you said that I saw that you said on Instagram that two of the most venomous snakes in Australia
Yeah.
is on that farm.
Yeah, I
Like,
can't remember
are you a
one of
bit
the names
scared?
there. A taipan, maybe a taipan. The other one's a king brown. But no, you
So
can't see them. I'm
annoying.
just being cautious. Like they, the, dogs. This guy Hugh that was telling me about the dogger, he had a sausage dog. And he's like, yeah, that's our fifth. I said, what happened to the others? And he said, he went off, got his fingers out. One got run over, the next one got run over, the next one got bitten by a snake. Yeah, I think the next one did too. So they are animals do get bitten up here, but the family that live on this property have never been. No one's ever been bitten on this property, or no one in their family's been bitten.
You'd hope
But they
not, because
said.
they'd fucking die, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, there's flying doctor service that comes out if something happens. But yeah, everyone's pretty relaxed. It's a real community,
I just did
as
a
small as it is up here.
I just did a search for dogger on Urban Dictionary because I was pretty certain about that whole car park thing. And Urban Dictionary's definition of a dogger is a person who jogs with their dog. So there you go. That's what the obviously
Hilarious.
the Urban Dictionary is probably not the go-to source, but yeah,
No,
that's what they're calling a dogger.
just back to the dogger. You can't actually call him. You have to leave a message somewhere, and he shows up at your property.
What does that
And
mean?
he's like he so he doesn't have. I don't think he has a mobile phone, but so like you get a message to him. I can't remember how. You either call somewhere and leave a message, and he'll come to your property when he wants. And they were like they he's so in tune with the land. Like he'll spend 2 days walking around a property,
Yeah.
just checking it out. You look like he from the outside, it looks like he's doing nothing. And then he'll just walk along and go, yeah, this is the spot to put the trap. And then come back a day later and there's dogs caught in the trap.
Fuck. And then he kills them.
What did they, someone said, I think he beats them up.
He, like just to fucking teach him a lesson and tell the.
No.
Why does
Yeah,
he
I
beat
can't.
him?
There was some reason why I beat him, but I just got so thinking about him beating them. It was,
That's so full on.
but then he's this. I think it was this guy Hugh was saying that he was on a property and he took somebody like just out driving. They were on motorbike for hours and hours, and there was a big pack of dingoes on the farm, and he literally just rode for hours. And then he's like, yep, they're in this log. And they
Really?
were, yeah. So he's like, he's like a Indian, a
You
native
sense it.
Indian that's tracking, they're amazing at tracking things.
Yeah.
And he must, but like, imagine doing a doco on that bloke
That would be
if he let
super
you.
fun. I mean, I would be pretty, I'd be a bit scared, but it would be fun. I mean, I guess, like, are
Of
the
him.
dingoes, no, but are the dingoes, can they kill humans? They could fucking
I'm
eat you
sure they
up.
could.
They could fuck you up. Are they like, was, has there been any
Definitely.
warning of around like, don't, if you see a dingo, what to do?
Yeah, I can't, no, not that I know of.
Okay. So you should be fine. And
Yeah,
what's the
they're definitely
lifestyle
fine around
life
here.
like? What's like the lifestyle like?
In what way?
In it
In
just it,
terms of get up, what you do.
Yeah, as in like who's around, what's the lo could you live could, I mean it sounds like there's fuck all people, but I saw that
Closest neighbor here is 15 km away, I think,
yeah, sure.
which is, it's double the distance that we live apart from each other, and
Yeah.
it's just a road. But
Fuck.
did you see on Instagram stories the pub that I went to?
Yeah, so he went to a pub which had like a self-service beer pourer.
Yeah, no, that wasn't self-serve.
It
That was the guy
that was a
behind it.
guy working there. Jeez, it was cash.
Mate, they're very cash up here. But yeah, that was such an amazing like outback pub experience. It's what was the sign out the front? Cold beer, drink now, or something
Yeah.
like just very basic marketing, but to the point and all you need to know. We serve cold beer here. And so yeah, we went in there, and it's like you're stepping back in time.
Yeah.
They're just so basic, stickers all over the walls, and the beer tap, just so old school, but fucking amazing. And so that's the closest town, and I butchered the name on earlier episode, on Monday's episode. I think I said it was Matumbra,
Yeah, and what
but
is it?
it's Muddaburra,
Okay, you
which
really fucked it.
I really fucked it. So sorry to all our listeners in Muddaburra.
Yeah, probably going viral now. That like what are people asking you? Do they have any interest in or do they get City Slicker life already? Or have they asked you any questions, anyone?
No one's, everyone's like pretty laid back. They'd think you're fucking coming on a bit strong. What was the
Yeah.
best part of your day?
Yeah,
They'd be
it'd
like,
be like,
Jesus,
bro, settle.
settle down. But one of them, the guy from the pub, his daughter works at Mona in Tasmania.
Oh yeah, cool.
So, as much as we are very far out, there's, a lot of people doing, traveling to
Yeah.
find the
I
opportunities
just always
outside of
think
here.
when I hear, these types of stories like you're talking about now, I think like how little I've seen of Australia in the sense of I've
Oh.
seen the capital cities and I've actually seen more of the US and weird and wacky areas of the US than I have of Australia.
Same here. This is the furthest inland point I've ever been to in
Yeah.
Australia. And we're talking about tourism out here and how, we could get people out to experience this. Experience what I have when I arrived on Monday night, because we didn't get here until it was dark, 5 o'clock. But we
Yeah.
drove in and Rupert's mum and had a fire going. And they'd set out a table, and there was dinner. We cooked some beautiful steaks, and it was just like this. I mean, if you'd pay to come and have that experience on this
Absolutely.
property where you know, you look in every direction, you just see, they're just, it's open, you just, you can't really fathom how large the property is.
Do you reckon there could be an industry, like, I wonder whether, like, say what we do, do you think we could live somewhere like that and just sort of have your internet, be making films around that area? Or
yeah, you could. It's I mean, everyone's working pretty hard here, and the thought around why it hasn't really happened, like a tourism opportunity, someone building, you know, you'd have to build like a resort style thing,
yeah,
because everyone's busy here. You know, everyone, like, owning a farm is like they're working constantly, you know.
Yeah,
it's a lifestyle job.
Do you get a sense of like real estate prices and stuff? Have you spoken to them about that?
Yeah, no, I think I don't know the cost.
Yeah,
I'm sure you could Google it, but yeah. I mean, it's you're buying up to fucking 30,000 acres.
Yeah,
so it's not you just little. Oh, just buy a property.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Then you've got to do something with it.
So the guy that you're filming, tell us, yeah. What have you learnt about him?
He just came and took a photo of me.
Awesome.
Up on this. We should post that. I'm in the most awkward position. I'm straddling the fucking the ladder and the metal silo.
And to be clear, I told you, like, when we were planning this yesterday to make sure it was all good, I tend to go on the complicated route, which involved laptop, external microphone, but you were being a bit of a pussy, so we had to just use your phone.
Yeah, I'm very glad that I.
Yeah, so tell me, what's been the what was the guy's name again that you're filming?
Rupert.
Yeah, so
he's
what's
just walking behind the tank as we speak?
So what's Rupert's career? So how long's he was he on the farm? What was the lifestyle? What was the growing up around there?
Like? I'm an expert on Rupert now because we've been interviewing. Are you going in for a coffee? I'll be in soon. Yeah, so Rupert grew up out here and...
I've just lost Tommy. My guess is that one extra phone near the water silo was enough to push Tommy out. Tommy, can you hear me? This is unfortunate. Look, we might...
With a bunch of other kids that were living...
Can you hear me, Tommy?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Yeah, tell that story again, because it completely fucking cut out as soon as you said bye to Rupert. I had my vibe was that his phone was taking every bit of 3G that you had. So, can you... Yeah, tell it. So,
I'll tell you.
Yeah, what's Rupert's...
So, yes. So, where I'm sitting, I'm looking down at like a little cottage, and it's where he... spent his childhood doing primary school over the radio. So because they're so far out here, every morning, 30 minutes a day, he'd speak to a teacher with a bunch of other kids. It's actually, there's a name for it. What is it? School of the Air.
Yeah.
And so it's for remote living to get their education. Back in the day, you know, now it's a bit different. They've got Skype and smart devices, but this was legit hand holding a fucking two-way radio.
I remember, like, in the school library you would see books about this sort of stuff, you know, that sort of the old school picture of like the big radio system and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so he spent his time here, and you know, now lives in Sydney, but grew up here, and he went to uni in Geelong.
Yeah.
There's a really great, I think it's agriculture and farming degrees that you can get down there.
Yeah.
There's like a university, it's a private university that's prestigious. And he went there and lived in Sydney and founded a company now that draws on all of those, you know, elements of his upbringing, the remoteness and learning and connecting with people. And so he's got this app I feel like I can just sell it for him now because I know so much about it. It's connects, you know, individuals with mentors and coaches and teachers through the app, which is called Wonder, and it's just about creating opportunity for people that might not have access to people like mentors. You know, if you don't live, I mean, for a lot of people, it's like, how do you get in touch with, how do you become mates with a bloke like Craig Harper if he's the guy that you want to learn from? I mean, you watch his stuff, but getting face-to-face time is, you know, tough.
And that's, I guess that's what I was even thinking about. If you were to move somewhere like that, you can film stuff, you can have an internet connection, but actually connecting with people, especially for people who haven't done like a city sort of life and created that network that they can at least Skype into, you know, the existing network.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, and so he's creating this app, and that's what we're doing. We're out here just sort of filming the story of where he grew up, and it's amazing. The sun's just risen, and it's majestic out here, Joshua.
Well, it's very gloomy here in Abbotsford in Melbourne. It's very overcast. It's pretty dark. But anyway, it sounds beautiful where you are.
Mate, it's amazing.
And so will you today is what, Wednesday? You fly back. You fly back Thursday.
Thursday, Arvo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll have two more episodes from middle of fucking nowhere or whatever the place was called, which is awesome. So what we can do is if anyone does have any questions, thoughts, we should get them in on the email. And then if it's shit that you can't even answer, you can ask Rupert before the show. And on Friday, we also have a special guest, which we're going to record on Friday when you're back in Melbourne around your fucking schedule. And I'm excited about that too, because it's one of our friends who's doing something really cool, and I think it's getting announced on Friday, and we'll have him on. So it's something to look forward to.
Oh, good hook. Good hook, Josh.
Mate, this is the first time I'm doing a hook. It's a bit exciting. Hi at the Daily Talk Show is the email, and we're also on Twitter now, TJ. It's the Daily TS, because the Daily Talk Show was too long. It's the official tagline. Anyway, mate, enjoy wrangling cattle or whatever you're doing today.
I'm going to get down off this silo and have a
Take a photo for us.
Yeah,
catch you, man. All right, have a good one.
See you guys.
Daily Talk Show, everyone. Remember that email address is hi@thedailytalkshow.com. See you tomorrow.